The 20th of March 2021. My name is Sean and this is Vincent Willing Hope episode number 1. We're talking today about the development of Shinhae City. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. The Shinhae Revolution, China's industrial revolution that began 35 years ago, is perhaps one of the most significant events in China's and the world's history. The lessons of the successes and failures of that 1911 revolution were later to contribute to the new democratic revolution led by the Chinese Communist Party. Politically and ideologically, the Shinhae Revolution has driven China's social development and ushered in enormous changes. It also created the conditions for a period of political experimentation and debate, laying the groundwork for the more radical revolutions that would follow in 1949. Although the revolution certainly did not bring stable parliamentary government to China, it has changed urban life in Hangzhou for the better. The city's industrial and financial power has increased since the merchants took control of the city, while the rest of China was divided between warlords. The fact that new tourism companies have developed in Hangzhou shows that this imbalance is an effect of imperialism and industrialization. Shanghai, the jewel of imperialism and colonialism in China, has become a center of modern industry and culture at the expense of the older cities in the Jiangnan region. Shanghai has taken over Hangzhou's role as an economic and cultural center, but the city itself is also increasingly dependent on westernized metropolises. China's defeat was fueled by the reformers in the Qing government's desire for faster modernization, which led to the formation of a new government led by Emperor Ming and his son, Emperor Qing. The new governments launched a third ambitious attempt to industrialize China by imitating the Soviet Union's central planning model. The Shinhae Revolution, which was also a crucial catalyst for China's renewal, began with the Wuchang Uprising on October 10, 1911, and ended with the Puyi Revolution on May 4, 1912, the beginning of the Fourth May Movement, in which ideology, politics, and culture developed into a new democracy. The Yuzhuri Revolution, as the rebellion was called, was the first attempt to overthrow feudal autocracy in China and was a key part of a series of movements to develop ideology and politics, culture and the development towards the new democracy in May and the Fourth Movement. It triggered the Shinhae Revolution, which led to the rise of Mao Zedong and his Communist Party in Beijing and Beijing's rise to power. The changes that occurred in Hangzhou during the early Republican period amounted to what Eric Hobsbawm and his colleagues call the invention of tradition. The 1911 revolution ended the decline of the Qing dynasty and marked the beginning of a new era of political and cultural change in China's history. The revolution was called the 1911 Revolution, as it took place in the last years of the Qing dynasty. This end of Qing marked a significant change in thinking about the nature of government and the development of ideology, politics, culture and culture. In 1905, Sun Huangxing founded the Tongmenghui in Tokyo, which spread the revolution throughout China and attracted many Chinese young people from Japan. The revolutionaries quickly took over the cities of Wuchang, Hanyang and Hankou, installed the military government of Hubei under Li Yuanhong as governor, gave it the new name Republic of China and declared the city itself under the Qing government. Soon mutineers seized the Wuxiang Mint and arsenal, and the treasures of the four summer palaces were brought to the Forbidden City in agreement between the Qing dynasty and republican governments. Discontent with the Qing's success in the Wuchang Uprising inspired rebellions in a variety of cities and regions across China. The decisions taken in May 1911 led to the establishment of the Railway Protection Movement, where local businessmen and investors founded the Hubei State Railway Company, the first of its kind in China and the first railway company in the country. The spatial arrangement of Qing Hangzhou was also shaped by conditions that were typical only for the Qing dynasty. The existence of flags and garrisons in Hangzhou meant that the anti-Manchu revolution would be an important factor in the development of the city's political and economic structure. In just a few months immediately after the 1911 revolution, Hangzhou's current spatial layout was determined in a series of decisions. Zhou ruled ancient China and established distinctive political and cultural features that would mark China for the next 2,000 years. The name, China, derived from Qin Qin, defined the approximate boundaries and basic administrative system that would be followed by later Chinese dynasties over the last 1,500 years, as well as the name of the city itself, which represents an approximate boundary of this basic administrative system. The early Qing dynasty experienced a prolonged period of prosperity and internal stability, which led to the Chinese population exploding from 100 million to nearly 450 million by the end of the Qing era. This is all for today, guys. My name is Sean and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Vincent Willing Hope and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.